Joining us now is Kay Meyer with Family Shield Ministries and Lutherans for Life. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning.
You're a busy gal these days, and you're penning articles for the Lutherans for Life publication.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keeping up with you there. You got a great looking new website
for
Family Shield Ministries.
For Family Shield, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we have that too, yeah.
You got some good things going on, and you're with us today to tell us about an event coming up, huh?
Right, yeah. Family Shield Ministries is having their third annual trivia night in partnership with Our Ladies Inn, and it's going to be January 29th. We want to invite our KFUO listeners to join us for a great evening, fun evening. It will be at St. Elizabeth's of Hungary's Parish Hall, and the chairman of Our Ladies Inn is a member there, and so it's just a great event. It's the third year that we've had it, and we hope that we had about 300 people last year. We want to increase that so that that large gym they have is totally full.
Oh, man. Going to have music, too, huh?
Music. Well, they have a lot. Yeah, they do a lot. It's the theme is Rock and Roll for Life. It's always held. We started this because we wanted to do something in recognition of life, Roe versus Wade. So we always do it around January 22nd, but not on, because a lot of us are traveling to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And so because the theme is Rock and Roll for Life, yes, in fact, we'll have a
category
contest for the best costume, individual costume, not table. And we have silent auction items. We have some great gifts. And each year we continue to have a wonderful time, which is part of our goals. We want everyone to have a good time. Bring a table of eight. It's $20 per person, and there are, you know, the tables are for eight people, so it's fun.
And tell us why you have such a big heart for Our Ladies Inn. What goes on there? What's it about?
That is just an awesome ministry. It is a maternity home for mostly homeless women and their children. Years ago, when I worked at Volkerding Village, one of my jobs was to go and research what other ministries were doing in this area so we could learn. And Our Ladies Inn has been around for, oh gosh, over 25 years. They just do a wonderful job of not just giving a home to the women that are pregnant, but helping them with all aspects of their life. They help them learn life skills, budgeting. They connect them to insurance that's available for them. They have a store where the women can get items for their children. They just have a wonderful program that's 24/7, because, you know, it is a home that helps those women and their children. And it's just great. They have two facilities. One is here near our office in the near South Side City, and the other is in St. Charles. And they just started that second home a few years ago because they were turning away so many women, homeless women, that have nowhere else to go. And anybody that knows that I used to work at Volkerding Village knows I have a heart for women that need help, and we want to help them.
Generally, how long will they stay?
I'm not an authority on all of the details of Our Ladies Inn, but I know they stay beyond when their babies are barned. And you could interview Gloria Lee, who is the executive director, sometime and learn a little bit more about the details of Our Ladies Inn. We've been partnering with them, and I've taken tours of their facility, but it's been almost 6 years since I actually asked all those questions.
Yeah.
I don't remember all the details, but it's just, you know, it's a great ministry, local ministry right here in St. Louis, and those that are for life need to help. They have lots of volunteers helping. They have a thrift store, used clothing that they make money from. They have lots of special events.
Let's mention again, because I want to move on to another topic. You can also talk about Family Shield's involvement with Lutherans for Life. And we've got a big Sanctity of Human Life event coming up in Washington, D.C. The location for this trivia night, Rock and Roll for Life, Saturday, January 29th, will be at
St. Elizabeth's of Hungary, Catholic Church Parish Hall. That is in Crestwood, Missouri, right off of Watson by Crestwood Plaza, and it's easy to find. It's a large facility, lots of room for everybody to join.
Oh, that's the church on South Sappington, right? Yeah. Behind what used to be the famous bar store.
You bet.
Down the hill.
Yes, it is.
Okay, gotcha. Time is 6 p.m. Doors open at 6.
Doors open right at 6. The silent auction from 6 to 7. The trivia begins at 7.
All right. It'll be a lot of fun, I'm sure.
It will be.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on to Lutherans for Life. Are you heading to Washington, D.C.?
I am not. No, I am not.
Dr. James Lamb is director of Lutherans for Life, and he's going to be reporting into us from there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, wonderful. One of these years, I want to do that, but it always seems like there's things that are going on at that time, and it makes it difficult. Plus, I do a lot of traveling for it. I'm only half-time with Lutherans for Life, so it's always a struggle to make sure that I have enough time for both of the ministries.
Did Lutherans for Life get a good response from the resources they offered for Sanctity of Human Life Sunday?
Absolutely, yes. They just, anybody that that knows, first of all, our listeners may not know that CPH now takes all of Lutherans for Life resources and houses them and distributes them for us, so it's a great partnership with the Concordia Publishing House. So if anyone wants to look at any of the resources, they can go to www.cph.org and they can find everything and order everything. And we always have a tremendous response to the life resources.
Mm-hmm. One of the other resources available on the Lutherans for Life website, I see that you had the opportunity to interview Dr. Lamb on your program.
I did. Yes, I did that on the Family Shield program in November. And then last Saturday, a Lutheran radio program in Detroit re-aired it. And I did about 20 minutes before the re-airing of the program with the host. It was so much fun, and as I re-listened to it, I'm like, yeah, that really was a good general program about Lutherans for Life, and it is on the Lutherans for Life website. That's how he found it. I said, well, did you find it on our? We have a place that five of our programs are always up on the website. But he said, no, I found it on Lutherans for Life website. So, and it's still there if anybody wants to listen to it.
Do you folks at Lutherans for Life feel a sense of urgency to expand awareness about these issues? What with the political climate being kind of like Sanctity of Human Life's on the back burner with the politicians right now?
Absolutely, yes. We see the need to do more to help. Well, our focus, Lutherans for Life, our focus is to help Lutherans learn to speak up, gospel-centered, focused for life, and help Lutheran congregations do the same. But the long range is to change society. And so that's, you know, us being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ to promote this, because you are right, this is very challenging. And Dr. Lamb will say, you know, it isn't going to change through politicians. It's going to change when people's hearts are changed, and that change happens through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm.
Kay, you penned an article for the recent Life Date for the winter edition, and it's titled Knitting Us Together. What is that about? Explain that to our listeners, the concept involved there, and the message you wanted to give people.
Let's see. That was our theme, Knitting Us Together for Life. And, man, I don't even have it in front of me in my...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. One of my abilities is to forget everything so I can just concentrate on what I'm doing. And I haven't looked at that. But the Life Date articles are all on our website, www.lutheransforlife.org. And people can, you know, go into that and take a look at all of the articles. I usually do one. I just finished one, by the way, on heaven. Some of your listeners might know I've lost two of my adult sons in the last year and a half. And I just finished a radio program with Dr. Ron Rhodes on heaven. And it was just so comforting to hear him talk about the fact that at the moment of our death, our soul goes immediately to be with the Lord. And I just took some of what Dr. Rhodes shared and put an article for Life Date that's coming up next. So that's more on my mind right now because I just finished it yesterday. And so we need to, you know, be in the Word of God, and Lutherans for Life is great at doing that. Dr. Lamb is just so focused on helping our people understand the issues we face with life, but also remembering that it all focuses on the Word of God and the Gospel.
You mentioned losing your two sons in the last year and a half. Has this period of time been the most challenging in your life?
Absolutely. If I ever would have thought that something like this would happen to my husband and I, never in my wildest dreams did I ever think anything like this would happen to one of them, much less two in 8.5 months. And we just, if we didn't have our faith in Jesus Christ, I don't know what we would do. And this is a time where we say, why, God, why couldn't you have healed them? But we also know we won't have answers this side of heaven, but we know they knew Jesus Christ, and we know where they're at, and that gives us comfort. Mm-hmm. And so we just keep doing what we're doing, trusting God wraps his arms around us through other Christians that love us. Through each other. We still have our daughter Corrine and her three grandchildren, and we have to just say we don't understand, but we still trust God, we still love God, we know that he cares about us and he's walking with us through this.
At my father's funeral, my grandfather tearfully said that was the hardest day of his life.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's not just a one day, you know, it's forever and ever that we will miss them. We know where they're at, but we miss, you know, that they didn't get married, they didn't have children, all the things that you hope for with your children, and it just isn't ever going to happen this side of heaven. But again, it's you know, we mourn. We certainly mourn. We feel their loss every day, but we don't mourn without hope, and that is the difference between Christians and not. And that's why I did this program, because I found so many people saying, yeah, someday, 1,000 years from now. I'm like, no, he is with the Lord right now. His body is dead and in the grave, Jeff, I'm talking about. But he is with the Lord, and that's an immediate thing. And the Bible says our bodies are our tent. It's a temporary place for us to live. So I didn't mean to talk about
No. I'm glad you did have a chance to express yourself that way, because it demonstrates that you just don't talk the talk. You walk the walk.
Mm, thank you.
Yeah. I want to thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having us, and encourage all, well, let me just encourage all of the KFUO listeners to promote life. And that's not just physical life. That's eternal life. And to continue to love their families, give your children and your husband or your wife a hug, and tell them that you love them. Thank you so much.
Kay Meyer with Family Shield Ministries and Lutherans for Life on KFUO Radio.